For That Rock with you here on Street Beat. When we come back, we will speak with two members of the Dead Milkmen. Stay there.
Tide with bleach bleaches out stains and is now even better for colors. Lenore Atkinson uses it.
It's not easy being a clown. 15 6-year-olds
at a birthday party.
It's a clown! Yay!
The first thing the kids notice is my costume. The costume brings the clown to life. Kids respond to bright colors. Red, green, blue.
Yay!
Tide with bleach now has a special ingredient that helps keep cotton colors bright.
You know, of course, the children, they have to kiss and hug the clown.
We love you!
Pudding, punch, cake.
I'm feeding the clown cake.
Goes all over my costume.
Whoops!
With its activated bleaching system, Tide with bleach is unbeatable on many tough stains.
It's on me, it's on them. Little fingerprints all over me. One little kid can ruin a perfectly good costume.
Sorry.
I want them to see a clean clown. The color's got to pop. Vibrant, bright, really bright. I've learned some things work and some things don't.
Improved Tide with bleach, tough on stains, and is now even better for colors.
In this business, you have to have a colorful personality. You got to know what works.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
93.3 WMMR, we are here. And I've got Rodney, the lead singer from the Dead Milkmen, and Joe, the guitar player. Welcome to Street Beat, you guys.
Hello.
Hi.
I haven't seen you. Actually, I have seen you around, Rodney. I ran into you like 3 or 4 times.
Was I wearing a dress?
No.
Oh.
But
And how did you know it was me?
I didn't really speak to you, but I did see you out on the street. And Joe, who was the person that got you into Lollapalooza?
Thank you, Cindy. I really appreciate that.
I thought Dan got you into Lollapalooza.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He was supposed to be. He wasn't there at the time.
Cindy saved him.
Cindy saved the day for me.
You're thanking her for getting you into Lollapalooza?
Well, it was fun.
It wasn't just you either. It was like 4 of your friends.
Yeah, me and all my other band.
Your entourage.
We're still searching for the morons that threw the bottles at the Tibetan monks.
Yeah, I didn't want to see them. Though.
We want to hurt them.
Small stage, the side stage.
Yeah, so you didn't like Lollapalooza too much?
I liked it. No, Rodney wasn't even there.
I didn't get to go. I just heard it through. I wanted to see Nick Cave. That's the only reason I would want to go.
And Nick Cave was great.
Yeah, my girlfriend got to go, and she got to see Nick Cave. And I came home. I had to work that day. And I came home, and she's like, oh, he was wonderful. He was great. But then the crowd was, like, really stupid, so they weren't into him.
They didn't like, I actually got knocked down by people
Moshers.
Being passed around over there during Nick Cave. But I still enjoyed the performance of Nick Cave. And then after that, I got to go into the backstage area because I did find Dan, and
Dan
I got
is your,
to see the other bands play without
right.
Oh, so it's like being Paul McCartney. So, you get to go special places.
I
had to work
perhaps
that day.
Helped me
it was
enjoy
hot.
It, better.
It was hot, and I was just getting like
and
all
it rained
abuse
in the morning.
Heaped on me at work, and Joe's just having a real good time rolling around.
I didn't work then. Back then, I didn't. Work. I didn't have a job.
Oh well, now the Dead Milkmen have some news for us tonight. That's why you're here. I was kind of saddened to find out.
You were?
That this Friday.
You were?
At the Trocadero is going to be your last show.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Unless we play Saturday.
Unless they add a second show Saturday, then this Friday will be the last show.
Why is that?
Well, we were talking about it, we had a meeting, and we talked about it, and we said, well, you know, we come here every week, and we've been practicing, and, you know, we've been making records for 10 years, and it dawned on us that we suck. And then we're like, we're not getting any better. It's just suddenly, some people have thought about maybe the fact that we suck for a while, and they were like, you know, and nobody wanted to say it, you know. And then eventually I was in the, I was in a really, really tough neighborhood. I was working bike courier, and there was like a little really poor little girl on the side of the street, you know. And I'm just looking at her, and she really had all this like abuse heaped on her and everything. And I thought, you know, it's really terrible. This girl lives here, and she's poor and all that. And I was just about to say something for her, and she could tell I was pitying her. And she said, "At least I'm not in a band that sucks." And then I said, "Wow, even the little children on the street know." So that's why we can't continue the band anymore.
I don't think it's true, though. And I mean, think of all the fans that you've made. You've established this following. Mm-hmm. What are the fans going to do?
Well, they can move to a compound in Waco, Texas. They'll find other people who suck.
And I had so many...
they probably already have.
So many affiliations with you guys, you know, like I was the dancing nurse in
That's
your
right,
video.
You were the dancing nurse.
Big time operator.
Did you see me on TV this morning at the Pulaski Day Parade?
No.
I was one of the Grand Marshals, the Pulaski Day Parade.
Really? So that's what you're going into next?
In the Grand Marshaling, yeah. I'm not Polish, but they didn't know. Right over their heads. So I'm hoping to do parades now.
Wow. we'll talk a little bit about your future, okay?
But lack of.
I thought I would play the song for which I danced as the nurse.
Oh, okay.
Big time operator.
That's a good idea.
One of the more fun moments of my life, and we'll play this now from the Dead Milkmen, our guest on Street Beat.
doesn't work.
Big time operator. The Dead Milkmen are guests on Street Beat, and that is the song in which did get some MTV airplay, that video.
Yeah,
very little.
And I was the dancing nurse. I waved. I thought I was all right.
Yes, you brought life to the role.
Now, there
was
another...
it's hard to separate you when acting that good from the role. You know, oftentimes I need a nurse, and I think call Cindy. And
yes.
No.
But I do have another part that I played in your success, since we are covering your history right now.
The Smoking Banana Peel?
Yes, Smoking Banana Peel is another track that you recorded. I did the background vocals.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Now, I did just record just a little segment of that
song. Because
you
didn't want to play the whole thing.
Well, yeah. Right, mm-hmm. But I just wanted to play my
I never play the whole thing at home.
I've never listened to any of our records. It's like, I'm done, you know.
Well, here's the part. Yeah, if you listen closely, you can hear
okay,
this.
Okay, here?
Okay. Wait, here it comes. All right. Coming up.
Next time on the
show. Oh, you gotta put your headphones on.
Is that coming through mine?
I'm just as a post.
All right, here it comes. Ready?
Oh, here we go. Oh. What's this version?
No, wait, wait. You'll receive 12 issues of Modern Cypher magazine at half off the newsstand price. Plus, you'll get the swimsuit issue and the videotape of the Kennedy assassination.
Wow. Yeah. Did we do that?
Wow. See?
Yeah,
I never heard that version of that song.
Rodney, you wrote that.
I wrote that?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I am so clever.
How many drugs have...
That was produced by Dom Was.
Oh, that was produced by... I was asleep that day. I didn't get to go to that. Joe went. Remember? I was tired because we've been out and filming in the desert.
Oh, but you were... Weren't you here when Cindy taped it?
I was here, I think, when Cindy taped it. Joe, yeah. I was...
It was done in pieces.
I was drinking a lot.
You taped it at the other WMMR studio.
At the old studio. Yeah. Right.
And then out in Los Angeles...
I made Dylan Thomas look like a teetotaler back then.
Had... Don and
Don was.
Was.
Don was.
Was.
Right.
And you used the Beastie Boys jam box to do the guitar solo.
Yeah, we used the jam box from their studio because we couldn't find a good amplifier.
That was an exciting moment for me. Also, you guys played our Street Beat Award show a few years back. That was really cool. Right? Remember that?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And I still have those little black panties that you gave me.
Ah, oh, Dave
that
gave
was
those
a really
to you,
nice
actually.
Gift.
Who gave
Dave?
Dave
Blood,
Wildman.
Blood, 1107.
Oh, I thought it was David Wildman that gave me those.
I don't know where they come from.
I missed a lot of stuff that I was there for. That's really sad. my head hurts.
Where is the other? Where are nice. Dean and
Dave? Dean and 1107.
They're with Mo Tucker.
They're doing a show tomorrow at the Kyber.
No, that's Mo Tucker. We were debating whether or not we want to go to the Mo Tucker show, but Joe doesn't know if he can stay up that late. Because Joe has to be up early to go to work.
So, I don't know if I can stay up this late, actually, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, this is actually pushing it for Joe.
I don't understand because...
They're at home.
You don't understand what?
Well, the thing is
she's
that
in
you...
the Velvet Underground.
You guys... you guys have day jobs now?
Yeah. Hmm. We've always had day jobs.
Well, I thought that...
Just, now we're getting paid for them.
I thought that maybe you were one of those bands that actually were able to support yourself financially, like, with your music.
Well, you know how... You see that guy from Flock of Seagulls selling shoes on South Street?
Oh, look, here comes another part.
Our Hollywood records just didn't sell.
Here comes another part.
Hold on. Okay, you're in?
Here we go.
We have to put our headphones on for those of you at home.
Do you know anything about Beach Dad?
No, but I do know antifreeze when I see it.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
that was our manager, Dave Reckner, I think.
Manager, yeah.
That's right.
Saying the antifreeze line.
You guys are lucky you don't have headphones. I'm confused.
The role of the father.
I guess those of you at home, don't confuse douche and antifreeze, please.
Let's play that song in its entirety. How about Smoking Banana Peels?
The album version?
This is
I don't
it.
Know which version.
And this comes from which album?
Beelzebubba.
That's right. Dead Milkman on Street Beat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mice are living in your eyelash.
People are making important deals.
My fingernails on
heels. Smoking the natural center wheels.
You don't go calling
the dust. Up and down, king your heels.
And your breath is shimmering limbs.
Talk to me about Elvis.
Oh.
93.3 WMMR, the Dead Milkmen, our guest tonight, and your song, Smoking Banana Peels.
I just don't understand that song.
That was
it goes over my head.
Normal album version.
That goes over my head.
I like
don't
it.
Don't like it. I don't like it. It frightens the children.
Well,
I can't have things frightening the children.
Now, you guys, you have to admit that your band did what most bands only dream about. You know, you got the
getting paid
deal.
For sucking.
Yeah, we did. We got paid.
You established a following. You put out lots of albums. You had albums
we
that
put
charted.
Out nine
you had
albums.
Videos.
Yeah.
You
charted isn't the word I use.
You toured the country. You toured Europe.
Yep.
And now you're gonna just break up.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Well, we did it.
We did
now
it.
Now we have to do
nothing left
else.
To do. I'm taking these things off.
Is this because...
sounds like the radio.
Is this because you want to be able to do the farewell tour and then you can come back and do the reunion
tour? Well,
we
like the Velvet Underground idea of the reunion tour like 10 or 20 years down the line. We like that.
I like the idea of being alive 10 or 20
years. We just have
years,
to wait till our manager dies. You know, but he's into sailing, so we figure, you know, one little slip on the boat and then you reunion tour. So that's what we're waiting. Like, they had to wait for Andy Warhol to go.
Well, how about, like, solo projects? That's another thing.
Joe's playing with his solo project on next Monday.
It's not my solo project, per se.
It's not your solo. It's your
band.
It's your band.
It's
well,
band.
So you already have a solo project.
He already has a band. I have a band. But we don't play anywhere.
What's the name of that band, Joe?
Touch Me Zoo.
Touch Me Zoo. Go see them. They're going to open for Kathy
McCarty.
Hardy and Brian from Glass Eye. At
the Kyber.
Can I plug this? At the Kyber?
Yeah, sure. Joe's, at the
Joe's
Kyber
gonna,
Pass.
Joe's going to be there. See Joe live. See Joe play with other people. Live.
Joe, do you sing in this band, Joe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
Two down. Can this...
I sing,
is this band
known
for its work in the theater? You sing and you play guitar?
Sort of.
I see.
That'll
and there are other members of the band.
There are three other band members.
Mm-hmm. And they're good. They have a lot of neat songs.
Rodney is another band.
Yeah, but we got all of our members.
Oh, you have a new band?
I have a new band, but we keep changing the name and what we're doing. So we're still putting it together.
Uh-huh.
My band's very different than his band. So
that's what you're going to do. You're each going to have your own band.
Well, maybe. I'm looking forward to having my own band.
Yeah.
Actually, my own band now, because if I do this live, then we can keep the name. We keep changing the name, but I like the name 13 Days of Hate. So that'll be, hopefully, now I said that.
Mm-hmm.
No. Otherwise, yeah. I just look around for something. Call my band on the air. Yeah, hey, that's a real good name for like a top. If you're listening to me right now and you have like a top 40 type band or a band that does records on spec and you want to get a good name for your band, on the air, call it that. I just saw that there and I thought, wow. And then send me money when you're big and successful or like after you play some weddings.
Now, I think on this particular song that I have queued up from your Metaphysical album, I think you were really a little bit ahead of your time with the song. If you love someone, set them on fire.
Well,
because look at the Beavis and Butthead thing with the fire, right?
Yeah, we were ahead of our time. We were the first ahead of time with UFOs. See, that's another thing. Young musicians, don't be ahead of your time. We struck before the iron was hot.
You need
now
to.
All stuff's going to have to catch up with us. We were way into like the UFO stuff before it was big, and we were into all that stuff. And now if you listen, see, now everybody's catching up with us, but it's too late. There's no money in it for us.
But you could always live off of the royalties of your album sales, right?
No. No. Okay.
Not with
right,
the way.
Well, no.
Not with the lifestyle we've become accustomed to.
You've got a distorted view of the music industry. If I move into a cave, yes. So.
All right, well, let's play that song. I think it's a good song. If you love something,
thank you.
Set them free.
Set them on fire.
Set them on fire. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a takeoff on the Sting song, right?
Is there a Sting song like that?
Here it
really?
Is. It's the Dead Milkmen.
Gifted.
Our guests on Street Beat tonight.
Know that it was being true. Know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you I didn't set your house on fire. But it's just the way I am. Have to take it for a fact. Cause I can really burn you up when you're a pyromaniac. So if you love somebody, better set them on fire. I went to your house last night. That gave me the human torch. Got a little pissed at him. So I burned down your front porch. Now I feel a little bad about throwing gas on your dad. But you know it's hard to quit. And besides, I started it. I just bought a brand new lighter. And I just can't wait to use it. With a can of kerosene. It's lots of fun. You can't refuse it. Oily rag, special thing. No, to me, the diamond ring. Maybe we can
can have some fun. Maybe we can burn someone. So if you love somebody, better set them on fire. Know that it would be untrue. Know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you I didn't set your dad on fire. If you love somebody, better set them on fire. If you love somebody, why not set them on fire?
It's like 93.3 WMMR, Dead Milkmen, and our guest tonight, Rodney, the lead singer, and Joe, the guitar player. And you guys are going to be releasing a live album coming up in a few weeks, I guess, right?
Yes, November 8th.
A couple weeks. Oh, we are really releasing it then?
Well, it's like a month from now.
I didn't know that. I didn't know when it came out.
And
this is like, you know, like a live Milkman album. There's something the world really needs. You know? Yeah, you want to catch that act live where it really plays out.
Well, you can see
and
you guys live.
And you can't see us on the record because it's...
You can make little cardboard cutouts and move them. Entertain yourself.
But you'll be appearing at the Trocadero this Friday night. I understand tickets are going very fast. It might be sold out.
It might be, as we speak, sold out.
That tells us something about the American
public.
But maybe
it's not.
If it does sell out, they're going to add another show on the Saturday.
Yeah, because we don't want to turn anybody away.
That's right. Especially since it's your last show.
Get thee to a nunnery. Be gone, silly concert goer.
Now, I also heard that you will be releasing another studio album next year.
Yes,
so
believe it or
that
not.
Is correct.
But you won't be touring with that.
Even though we're breaking up,
we're still playing. See, to me, this whole thing is like, you ever see a guy who breaks up with his girlfriend and keeps driving around her house, you know? That's the way this band has been. I've been, like, out of this band since, like, what, like February?
Yeah, February.
Yeah, I got kicked out in February. So
well,
I've been,
Dean
like, out of
first.
The band. Well, I showed up at the same meeting to quit, and he quit before I did, and it made me very irate because I wanted to be the first to quit. So I've been out since, what, February?
Mm-hmm.
February, and I'm still... Like, I have to show up every week and go to practice. I have to write lyrics. I have to sing on the thing, play some instruments. So it's just like, it's not like breaking up. I figure by the time I'm actually done with the band, it'll be time to do the reunion tour again. It's very sad.
Well, it is a sad thing because, you know, you've had a lot of accomplishments over the years. And you
name
never,
three.
But you never changed personnel. That's an accomplishment.
Right,
well,
right.
Now looking back on it...
So studio album that's coming out.
What did we do wrong?
What did we do wrong?
Well, what kind of advice would you give a up-and-coming band that would like to get, you know, into the business a little bit further?
Don't do those records on spec, Ron.
Read your recording contract.
Read your recording
don't
contract.
Don't sign with
carefully.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Records.
Yeah. What else was it? I had a whole list as long
be
as
be prolific.
Long. Yeah. Take a look
take
at our career. Don't
songs.
Do anything that we did. Also, if anybody in your band starts getting really deep and into their emotions and want to put it in their music, whack them.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's ever done that in
slap
our band, but it's just a generally good rule. Anything, if you're writing songs and something means a lot to you, it's not going to mean a lot to anybody else. Don't write that song. Throw that song out.
That's good. Yeah. That's quite a few things.
Things have gotten so bad within the band, I'm getting married.
Are you really?
I'm getting married October 15th. I just wanted to get that in there.
Wow, yep. Congratulations. And your happy wife is seated here with
wife
us.
To be.
Oh, no, she didn't know a thing about it.
She's back.
I know she was here. I shouldn't have said anything about it.
Wow.
Oh, I'm busted now. You just forget what you heard, honey.
You can talk.
So that will be your future, I guess, then.
That and appearing as a witness in the OJ trial will be two things. I figure if I give him an alibi, it's got to be worth some bucks. So
yeah.
If anybody asks, OJ and I were sitting at home watching Silk Stockings during the murder.
Great, great. Well, you can see the Dead Milkmen this Friday night at the Trocadero. It'll be a great show, and if it sells out, there'll be another show on Saturday.
Oh, Mighty Isis are opening up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play them.
So is Christine.
Okay.
No, Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have a friend named Chrissy.
And the band O Mighty Isis.
O Mighty Isis.
They're from Doylestown?
No, they're from...
Where does it say?
Right around the corner from Joe.
On Pinky Records and...
Maybe that's where the record company is, but they're actually... They live right around the corner from me, some of them do.
Pinky Records, a conglomerate. They probably
West
that
Philly.
One's back.
Okay, so we'll play them tonight. I also wanted to finish up our little segment with another song of yours.
Okay.
Which would be...
Are you sure you really want to?
From Soul Rotation.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
And is it?
That was way ahead of its time. Yeah. No, it really is. Joe hates it. But that's the only one I've ever listened to.
Yeah,
we got to. No, I listened to not Richard but Dick.
I
actually
didn't listen to that today.
I listened to that. Why'd you listen to that today?
Because I had to relearn some of the songs for this
What'd
show.
What'd you have to learn?
I had to relearn Started at Hate.
Oh, that song's so simple. I can play that song.
Well, listen.
What was the song I had to
When
relearn?
You guys
Jason's Head. I had to
that
where
one,
the song is, and I forgot.
I play that whole keyboard part with one finger.
When you
we're being interviewed now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, we can argue on our own time. That's what really ended the band.
When you release,
it was probably your Japanese performance artist girlfriend.
Next studio album, which will be in 1995.
Yes,
I'll have you come back on the show. You know, if you'd like.
Oh yeah, we're really going to be speaking to each other.
And so it won't be the last time we speak to you, I hope.
Okay.
And all these solo projects and everything will probably bring you around every now and then. And, you know, the next time you need to get into a concert and you run into me, that might be helpful, too.
Drive more carefully.
So here we go. Dead Milkman, thanks for coming by. We'll
You're
see
welcome.
You Friday night at the Trocadero.
Bye, Cindy. Bye.
Your mama wheel you down the hall. Room full of babies who just lie there and bawl. Lying in a diaper, feeling like a fool. Things will get much worse when it's time to go to school.